This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney on an election night, election morning 2018. Certainly some surprises, some close races, and some bizarre things that happened at polling places where electricity went out because of humidity, there wasn't enough ballots. There was a place in the country where the building was foreclosed on, so the polling place wasn't open. So you had judges saying that polling places could stay open later, depending on where it was. Some really kind of crazy things. Right at the top, we'll tell you that Beto O'Rourke lost his bid to become a senator from Texas and unseat Ted Cruz. Narrowly, he retains that seat. Also, Democrat Laura Kelly is elected governor of Kansas, and that's a very, very red state that certainly favored the president in 2016. That goes the way of the Democrats. There were some easy and obvious calls that happened early in the night, and then there were some more difficult ones, like Heidi Heidkamp from North Dakota. There's no doubt that she was not going to be reelected, and she certainly knew she had an uphill battle, and sure enough, she's unseated, so that Senate seat flipped red. She was beaten by her opponent, Kramer, and it looked like, hey, maybe this is going to be close, but everything that we were reading into this ahead of time, I think, pointed to the fact that yeah, this wasn't going to be close at all, because it was surprising that as a Democrat she won that seat in the first place. But then, based on a couple of things in recent history, with for example the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, put her at odds with her constituents. So to me, that may have been the easiest one to call, and even she was well aware that, yeah, it's going to be a tough uphill battle based on the demographics, and even in the first place winning what she was able to win. And then some of the other interesting, I think, moves that happened: Democratic attorney and first-time candidate Jason Crow unseated Republican incumbent Mike Kaufman in Colorado's 6th district. And there was a lot of money that was dumped in the last minute from some outside groups into a district that just didn't seem like it would go in that direction, but it did. And I think that would be a surprise to the people in certainly in that area. And you know, you had a Democrat that captured the open Republican seat in Pennsylvania, for example, and you had guys like Bernie Sanders, who easily stays as the senator of Vermont early. I mean, practically when the polls shut down, you knew that that was happening with him. So the biggest news, I think, is, you know, you have the youngest congresswoman ever, and you had women making history. You had some toss-up races, and the youngest woman now is representing New York at the age of 29, and had not, you know, didn't have a long history of a political background. And Alexandria Cortez is who was elected, and I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with her career, for example, because she had such heavy backing, and there were people that were, you know, going door to door. A lot of canvassing went on, and she appealed to people with her background, etc. And that was a change. No question about that. Marsha Blackburn, she now becomes the first in Tennessee, the first Republican senator woman in the history of Tennessee, and that was huge for her, seven-time congresswoman. And certainly there was challenges for her, some obstacles that she had to overcome, but the president campaigned with her, and she was everywhere and anywhere, and she definitely has her fans. And so now she moves in to that position. And how about this? Florida voted to restore, there was, you know, referendums and some other things. Florida voted to restore voting rights to 1.5 million ex-felons. Because normally you do prison time, you can't vote, but they voted to do that. So that was a huge change. And the election results included, you know, that. And in Florida, there was a lot of pushback on what was going to happen there. Now, for governor and for Senate, two really close races, just honestly too close, even as this leaves my lips to completely call. It hasn't been called yet, so I'm not going to do that, but we know it's kind of a coin flip as to what's going to happen there. Is Rick Scott going to be the soon to be former governor? Is he going to be the senator? And we can't, he has a little bit of the edge, but we can't completely call it at this point, which makes this such a fascinating election, where you have youth and on both sides of this, and you have some close races, and you have people making history, and looking at the election results, you can see, I've said this in a previous hour, that politics are local. What's your representative doing for you? Were you infuriated by the incumbent, like people in North Dakota not liking Heidi Heitkamp after giving her a chance because of some of what she vocalized, and then of course still having her definite supporters? And when we look at the Senate races, so you know the Senate is retained by without a doubt by the Republicans, but the House just right there for the Democrats. And it's interesting. And on the eve of you know, who won and what happened, I look at the supposed wave of blue, but there wasn't a wave of blue. Some of the incumbents won, and you know, some didn't. The Democrat Menendez, the thought was that he would struggle, but he wins that, and in a tight race. Gillibrand easily wins hers in New York, if you want to talk about blue. I mentioned Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee getting that Republican seat. Ted Cruz narrowly beating Beto O'Rourke, but beating him nonetheless. He retains his seat. Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, he retains his seat. I mentioned Bernie Sanders. That was a shoo-in right away at the very beginning of the evening. Joe Manchin, West Virginia, there was a thought that he may struggle with his spot. He retains his spot, so that stays blue. And like I mentioned, there was a slew of problems at the polls.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! tonight.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
My sticker. I went to my polling place with the other mid-morning, and there were a handful of people there. They told me that it was just jammed in the morning. I know that where I live, they had an outrageous turnout, and that makes me feel good because I don't care how you voted, Republican, Democrat, whatever. I just want to say I don't care. What I mean by that is the power of the vote, the fact that you vote, that you voice your opinion. If more people would do that, I would love it if we had rates like, oh, you know, 90% of Americans vote in the election would be mind-blowing, but you're lucky if you hit that 50-some number. So good on you if you voted, and wear that sticker proudly. It is your representative. It is your state. It is your local area. It's, I know in the case of where I live, there were all kinds of things dealing with taxes and parks and betterment of the area and what would we be willing to, referendums on that. And there were people that had referendums on all kinds of things across the country, not just strictly perhaps a Senate seat or a Congress seat. There were etc. that were up for grabs, and depending on where you live, what was the big bad burning issue. But the bottom line is this: I think people forget too often and say, the politicians have the power and it's all about the money. And flip that equation around. The more people that get involved, the higher the voting rate, the more your voice is heard. And these are people that represent you. I'll say it again: it's we, the people. It really is, and that document holds up, but only if we hold it up. So voting is important, and we saw some cool stories about people going to vote. My neighbor told me this story, and I told this earlier, she's definitely politically active and was frustrated that her family, like her father, never voted because he had that attitude of, it doesn't matter how I vote, it's going to go this way or that way. And at 80 years old, he said, I'm going to vote. So she was so proud. She drove 300 miles in Texas to get him, take him to vote, and then to drive back, you know, later the next day, and couldn't be more excited or more proud. And I think that is amazing. I love that. The exercising your right to vote. It's just like Susan B. Anthony's grave, because women didn't have the right to vote forever. There, it was covered in voting stickers, because there's something about that right to be able to do that I hope makes us as Americans sit up taller and feel prouder. And even if you're frustrated and you want to complain about the system, the people, it's rigged, whatever, the more people vote, the more people get involved, the higher the numbers, the harder that is. Just the harder that is. And that is, my friend, the key. And that's why vote, vote, vote. All right, I got so much mail that I feel compelled to do a few of your emails here right at the top. And, you know, in this second section of this hour. So I'm going to go to a couple of them. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I voted for Cruz because I didn't agree with everything Beto O'Rourke said, but I actually like Beto O'Rourke, and I say good for the people of Texas that we can't be defined by just one color, that there are people that vote in all kinds of directions, and I like the fact that we have people that can disagree and can come at it in, you know, different ways. What do you think? Yeah, I say the same thing. You know, they had some interesting debates, and there were so many people that thought that O'Rourke would possibly, I shouldn't say so many, there were a lot of people that thought he had a chance, and he did. But in the end, Ted Cruz had the votes in a state that really is slants-heavy Republican, but they got challenged. There's no doubt about that. You look at a couple of other races that were interesting, and Marsha Blackburn, I talked about her. She had a big challenge from a former governor to win that Tennessee Senate seat, and that's historic, and that was a hard-fought battle. I mean, to me, it was like a crazy arm-wrestling battle between the two of them, and good for Blackburn for pulling out all the stops, but the same on the former governor, who in the end just definitely didn't have enough brawn to beat her. So she makes history as the first woman senator from the state of Tennessee. How about this? This one is from Billy, who says, Kate, I have to tell you that, you know, it's interesting that I think there's going to be more referendums on marijuana. You said it one night on your show, and you had somebody on, that cannabis and what its uses are, eventually you felt like in the next 10 years, every state would approve or legalize marijuana. Are you still of that opinion? I am still of that opinion. I think that, you know, I think every state's not going to go 1, 2, 3 and vote yeah for marijuana, but I do think that because of the other uses of it, listen, I'll be honest, you see that money that they're raking in Colorado and what they're using it for, and states that are struggling and how they could use that jolt, and then they weigh what's happening in the prison system, etc. I think it's inevitable, and my forecast of 10 years actually might be too many years. It might be, we may see that happen much sooner than that. We're already seeing that. We're already hearing that conversation, and things like that are already, happening. So there you go. And then I got this one from New York, from Mark in New York. Kate, what'd you think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. Well, she fought for that, didn't she? I talked about Blackburn, who's 66, and then you go on the other end of that, and you look at the congresswoman, this new congresswoman, and she's 29. So I think you're going to see a little bit of everything. Not the blue wave that some people were predicting, and of course, Cortez would be a Democrat, and Blackburn would be a Republican, but you're seeing the shades of, you know, things to come, I believe, in what's happening in the world of politics. And that's why I go back to the same thing again and again. I will say this, and if you've been listening to me, you're hearing this again and again and again, but vote. Go and vote. Exercise that right to vote. Get involved in your local politics. You can make a difference, and you'd be surprised at how you feel at making a difference. Trust me, if I had more time, I wish I could be more involved in the politics where I live. In fact, they asked me to be in a leadership position and to get involved in the government, but it's impossible. And being a talk show host, it's even more impossible. And there's just no way. But it was very intriguing to me because of what you learn and what you know and how you know how things work in your area. And I think if more people get involved and find out those kinds of, have those kinds of opportunities and take those opportunities, boy, we could have people that are much more educated on what's happening because they get that sort of crash course. And you could really shape what's happening not only locally, but what happens as your, you know, representatives move into their respective seats or retain their respective seats, and what you can do to have your voice be heard. And there were a lot of ballot measures that people were watching on election night, a lot of state ballot initiatives, and, you know, some were initiated by citizens, others by lawmakers, questions on whether to restrict abortion funding, expand Medicaid access, change voter requirements. Voters in at least four states, Kentucky, Georgia, North Carolina, and Oklahoma, approved measures to create constitutional rights for victims of crime. Florida voters, I mentioned this already, chose to end a lifetime ban on voting for people convicted of certain felonies. That was pretty big. Washington State, I know a lot of you were listening to me there. Initiative 940, you ready for this, would change the legal standard for use of deadly force in officer-involved shootings, and it would lower the bar for prosecuting officers by establishing what they call a good faith standard for opening fire. There was Ohio Issue 1, it would make it a misdemeanor instead of a felony to use or possess illegal drugs like fentanyl, heroin, meth, cocaine, or even LSD. They would prohibit jail time as a sentence until an individual's third offense within, you know, 24 months. Maryland and Michigan voters considering whether to allow voter registration on election day. Ballots in Michigan and Nevada asked whether to allow automatic voter registration for those who interact with certain government agencies. Wow, fascinating. Hang with us. More coming up next on ATN.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the dust settles in the midterm elections 2018, there wasn't exactly a blue wave as some thought there would be. Democrats not regaining control of the U.S. Senate. They are apparently going to regain control of the U.S. House, though, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Democrats will have control of the House starting in January, picking up 23 seats so far in Congress. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi will again become Speaker of the House.
A Democratic Congress will work for solutions that bring us together.
It's not the blue tsunami Democrats were expecting, though.
Democratic Mayor of Tallahassee Andrew Gillum conceding the governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis, and Ted Cruz wins a Senate race over Democrat Beto O'Rourke. And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We're back at it here on Election Coverage 2018. Kate Delaney hanging with you. I said that I would go through straight some of the pickups and Democrats take control of the House and the Senate has control of, the Senate is controlled by the Republicans. So how about that? Pretty interesting in looking at some of the results coming in with the Senate and with Congress. And I've been talking about some of the bigger stories and then some of the referendums, of course, that were out there, depending on where you live. In our next show, we'll have the sounds of the election, what people had to say, some of the new representatives, some who beat incumbents and, you know, whatnot. That's all that coffee talking. But I wanted to just go through and have the kind of show where I gave you results and talked about, you know, look, the former Republican Senator Mike DeWine was elected Ohio governor. How about that? That was something that was talked about a lot in the great state of Ohio, where I went to college, Ohio University. Talked to some of my classmates about that live in Columbus and live in Canton and live in Cleveland as to what they thought. And boy, politics so interesting, the results, some of what we've, you know, seen. And it's got to be exhilarating for some And it's got to be frustrating. You know, you have to be able to take it. You have to be able to lose, and you have to be able to win, I think, with grace when you get into the wild game of politics. And the other part of this is you have to have backing, right? Meaning you got to have the money. You got to have people that are backing you, and you got to hit the ground running, and you wage these campaigns that are crazy what they cost now, and then it's all done. Boom. After it's all said and done, it's all up to the voters to decide, you know, which way they're going to go, what they decide they're, you know, what they're going to do. And, you know, I'll tell you, Nancy Pelosi says she's pretty comfortable she's going to be Speaker if the Democrats win the House, which they did win the House. So that means we're going to have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker again, perhaps. Pretty interesting. Kamala Harris was stumping for 2018 candidates in Iowa as 2020 gets closer. What does that mean? Some people think, you know, would she run? Because then, of course, the next time around, we're talking about a presidential election. And, you know, it's Heidi Heitkamp fighting for her political life in North Dakota, and she loses. And why is that? Part of that is because Heitkamp knew when she took a stand against the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh that she would alienate her constituents. Some of you are listening to me in North Dakota, and it was pretty wild that she was elected in the first place as a Democrat in a heavily conservative area. And, you know, I shouldn't say, in North Dakota, the dynamic is wild. It's interesting. And that state became critical for determining the Senate control in these 2018 midterm elections. Heitkamp lost. So it became clear the Democrats were going to have a hard road in trying to retain the retake the chamber. And that poll showed us that, you know, she was behind. She was behind Kramer, the challenger, and her Republican opponent in the state's U.S. Senate race, Congressman Kevin Kramer, had even run a television ad saying, "I like Heidi." Who doesn't like Heidi? And he said, "But I don't like the way she votes in Washington." So he didn't even have to go low. Polls were showing she was behind. And she said that she explained her vote when she voted against Kavanaugh, when he was facing accusations of sexual assault, to be nominated to the Supreme Court. She explained that she felt that she had to vote her conscience, and it was not in that direction. And, you know, that she doesn't take shortcuts. I give her the credit for standing up for what she believed in, but North Dakota, which is seen as really a red state, but it was just 8 years ago, they were, you know, North Dakota was represented by two Democratic senators. If you think about it, the longtime incumbents, Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan, and you know, if you're listening to me from there, what I'm saying. And Heitkamp worked hard to ultimately have her seat, but she couldn't. That wasn't going to happen. And the people, you know, were furious. So the wild card that Trump was probably the Trump trade policies and farmers. And it didn't, you know, ultimately matter. So the Senate goes in a different, direction partially because of that, you know. And she may pop up again, and perhaps in a different role. Who knows? Sometimes you lose one race and then you jump right back into it. It's in your blood, and you decide that you're going to stick in and go back after it again. I mean, you look at Rick Scott, who it looks like he's so close to that Senate seat in Florida, but Rick Scott, you know, forever the governor of Florida, but it's in his blood, and he wanted to take it to a different level federally. So Democrats take control of the House, and I'll reiterate this again, Republicans have the Senate. So it's not a full card for Trump, then it's not a full card against the president either. If the Democrats had taken everything, which it was highly unlikely that they were going to win the Senate, but if that had happened, wow. What a different story we'd be talking about now, that's for sure. And then, you know, you look at, there were several governor ships that were up, and there was a lot of conversation about what was going to happen, you know, there. DeSantis was elected Florida governor, and that was a really tight race. So Democrat Andrew Gillum conceded, and the governorship goes to Ron DeSantis, and that was looking like that was going in a different direction too. This was closely watched, and this was tight. In Kansas, Democrat Laura Kelly elected governor. She beat the Republican, the Kansas Secretary of State. Ted Cruz wins a close, very hard-fought race. He fights off a challenge from Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke. Also, Jared Polis, elected governor of Colorado, making history as the first openly gay man to win a gubernatorial election. Polis served in the U.S. House for 9 years, defeated Republican Walker Stapleton, and, you know, that's a little taste of what we've seen. How about Democrat Donna Shalala, who defeated Republican Maria Salazar in Florida to replace the retiring Republican congresswoman from there. And in Northern Virginia, Democrat Jennifer Wexton, a state senator and former prosecutor, defeated Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. That gave the Democrats another pickup in the midterm elections. And, you know, all night long it was kind of like that, where we saw the back and forth, and some so close to call. Republican Mike Braun defeated incumbent Donnelly, giving the Republicans a pickup seat from the Democrats. In West Virginia, Democrat Joe Manchin won re-election, beating the Republican challenger Patrick Morrisey, the state attorney general. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, was elected to a second term. Also, Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, won re-election too, as well. I mentioned the youngest member of Congress, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, defeated the little-known Republican candidate. So her victory over the economics professor, Anthony Pappas, was expected, but it was big. And this was after she upset the 10-term Rep. Joe Crowley in the Democratic primary in June. So at 29, she's the youngest member of Congress. She's also a handful of congressional candidates who call themselves Democratic Socialists. Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk who went to jail for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, lost her bid for re-election. She's a Republican. She was defeated by the Democrat. And there, you know, there was all kinds of voting problems. So part of the results trickling in, or there was reasons for that. The polls fielded complaints from voters and volunteers in Georgia, Arizona, Florida, New York, Michigan, Texas. Polling sites didn't open on time. Machines weren't working. Paper ballots weren't available. In Georgia, with the hotly contested gubernatorial election, some voters waited for up to 3 hours to vote. 3 hours to vote. Wow, that is huge. In Arizona, voters showed up in one town outside Phoenix to find that the polling place had been foreclosed the day before. So they set up a temporary polling place in a parking lot there. we always have very strange things happen on election day. All right, so thanks so much for listening. We're doing that election coverage thing 2018 where I'm giving you heavy results. In our next show, you'll hear a lot of reaction that is going way into the night from some of the candidates who won. So stay with us as we wrap up this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Final segment for Election Eve, Election Morning 2018, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the Florida governor's race, DeSantis beats Gillum. So there you go, another Republican winning that one. I've mentioned it a couple times, but I'll mention it again as we have a lot of listeners that are listening to us there. There are a couple of races that are just too close to call. We can say for sure that the Senate, I mentioned this many times, goes to the Republicans and the House goes to the Democrats. This is what was predicted, so I know you're not surprised by that. We have the youngest member of Congress. I just mentioned that. We have some incumbents who easily get reelected, like Senator Elizabeth Warren. We have the 7-term Congresswoman, Marsha Blackburn, who now is the senator from Tennessee, the first female senator from Tennessee. She had a hard-fought challenge as she moved through the election process. Ted Cruz was heavily challenged. Beto O'Rourke, the Democrat, almost unseated the Republican senator, although you look at how close it was, and ultimately many thought he would win, and of course he did win. So signs will be taken down, and people will concede, and it's, you know, so interesting to see what, to see what's happened. I have to say this as we kind of come to a close for this one anyway, and as I mentioned, don't worry, we're going to have much more election coverage coming up this week, but I am so proud to be an American. I had the opportunity to travel a little bit as a television anchor reporter in my first days out of school, and not even realizing what a gift it was, but realizing it certainly now when I saw people in Mexico being forced to vote a certain way because, you know, you had stuffing of ballot boxes with the heavily contested pre and panistas going at it. And I watched what that was like when I went to Ecuador and the conversations people had. So, boy, I just got to say, this makes me feel good, and that's why voting is so important. If I didn't do this for a living, I would vote. I was taught that when I was young, and I thank my mother for that, for making us civic-minded and caring about wherever we lived. And I know many of you feel the same way. I'm proud of the people who have been involved with America Tonight and been with me in the last 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and have written to me and told me about how you voted and how you felt and all of that. And good on all of you for doing that, and continue to do that and pass that on to future generations. And maybe we'll get those numbers up. Maybe there'll be a time, if I'm still in this business, when I can come on the air and say, 90% of the population is voting, or some crazy number, certainly much higher than the 50% that we barely get. And that would be incredible to me, because it is about us. It is about your community, my community, all together, us as Americans, and how we feel about health care and immigration and personal rights and taxes and, you know, the economy and where we're headed and what we're leaving for future generations and how we feel about our own lives and neighborhoods. And I'm on a weird soapbox, but you can kick me off of it. But I just want to say that. I want to say that hats off to all of you. So Democrats take control of the U.S. House, but the Senate controlled by the Republicans. So it is split, and it is as predicted. Most pundits and people who are constantly crunching numbers and looking at numbers heading into the election, so much of what they predicted, you know, happened. And there were some surprises, certainly along the way, but and there's always going to be some of that. On the other hand, you know, with ballot measures and exit polls and the state results versus the national results, it's intriguing. So the midterm elections, how the midterms unfolded, and what does that mean for future, not only future generations, but what does that mean coming up in our next election cycle? What does it mean in the next presidential election? And exit polls really are about whoever the president is. And so this election was about Donald Trump 2 years into this. And I would say that there were some seats that flipped and there were some seats that stayed. And, you know, like the Mississippi Senate race goes to a runoff. And I think we're going to see more situations like that where there's just too many that were too close to call. I actually thought that was going to happen with Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. It was looking that way for a short while, but didn't end up that way. So he does retain that, you know, with over 51% to O'Rourke's 47 and something. now, and those numbers matter. That's why votes count, because just enough in one direction and it goes in a different direction. That's why with the Florida Senate race so tight between Scott and Nelson, just too tight to really honestly call. You have to have that percentage. There has to be that number to push it over the top. So are we going to see a few more situations where it's just too tight? 33 million Americans voted in the midterm elections, and those aren't all the numbers. These are updated from earlier in the day that I had, the closest numbers I had. I think it's going to jump up, you know, higher altogether what the number is going to be. So early voting was explosive and energized a lot of people. You know, that's more than the 22 million early votes that were cast in the 2014 election. Wow. So Democrats thought, with young voters, first-time voters, with the data that they were getting, that it was going to fall in the hands of, some of these seats would fall in the hands of the Democrats. But that didn't necessarily pan out that way. You know, the records do show that there were lots of early voters under the age of 30, that's increased. In 12 states, voters under 30 make up a big percentage of the early vote, much more than they did in 2014. In 4 states, Texas, Georgia, Nevada, and New Jersey, youth vote under 30. That cycle doubled compared with 2014. Wow. That's dramatic, I would say. So even with controversies and over voting in Georgia, etc., boy, it's the record breaking is so interesting. You know, the states like New Jersey and West Virginia surpassed 2016 early voting totals, and that's what I can't wait to see. Some of the best data that we can get, because it's still being crunched as to what are the final numbers, what did we see, and who really had the big turnouts, and even some of the breaking it down to the minutiae, some of the counties, and going deeper into that. When we come back on our next show, we'll have some of the sounds, of course, of the election. And I'll also talk about something that's going on with me. I always say that you can get a hold of me through katedelaneyradio.com if you want to send me an email. That's the perfect place to do it. But my pet project, it took a year and a half, but Forbes Books has published my book. It comes out on Friday. It's actually on Amazon now, called Deal Your Own Destiny, and it's about what you can do to, don't listen to the critics, to go all in, to stack the deck, and to move the needle forward in your life in whatever direction you want it to go. It astounds me how many people feel the pressure to do something because other people discourage them, and I was somebody who was discouraged so many times in my life from doing what I wanted to do, but I talk about that, and I talk about the lessons I learned and the amazing people that I've interviewed who gave me some incredible lessons on how to reach out and, you know, grab what you want and how to get there and what that road map looks like. So please cheer me on. Get the book if you can. Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com. It's there right now for pre-sale and comes out on Friday. And rest assured that in my career path, I certainly, as you know, have talked to many people, many authors, many famous people, many interesting people, many people from the professional worlds of finance to doctors to ordinary folks making extraordinary things happen. And so much of what I talk about in the book is about that. And it's interesting because I think a lot of people in this election cycle dealt their own destiny, including the people who voted, but also the people who decided to run and who made history. So tune in next time around. Thank you so much for listening to this election 2018 Sights and Sounds coming up on our next show. See you then. Make it count, everybody. We'll be right back.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.